There are some people who say that Christmas is for children. Well, that's not untrue. Christmas is not owned by children. Christmas is not just for children. Such things belong to the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. Christmas is very much an adult celebration. Very much an adult celebration. Even St. Augustine said that you can't understand the Nativity without it falling under the shadow of the cross. I'm not trying to bring you down. Christmas is still a fun time for kids who behave themselves. Oh, it's a paragale. I couldn't resist. But, as St. Augustine said, under the shadow of the cross is the Nativity. Everything that draws us on into the Christian life is rooted in the shadow of the cross. And the Nativity, God giving a human face for us to identify with, was one part. I was nearly going to say simply one part, but it's not simple. It's actually quite complicated, and it's not childish. It's very adult. There is nothing childish about the Nativity. They were two very, very poor people, Mary and Joseph. Mary was betrothed to Joseph. Joseph will have had to manage that situation in a culture which will have frowned upon the situation they found themselves in. They go to be registered in Bethlehem, which is the heritage town of King David, therefore Joseph's bloodline. They get there, there's no room. They are in a cave, essentially, which has been turned into a place where animals are fed. I've actually said Mass in that cave twice and will do again next April. It is not a pretty place. All of the Christmas cards that you've seen that have nativity scenes on them and everybody's looking lovely and rosy and it's all just beautiful, that is sanitised. That is created by artists to certainly help bring us a bit of joy, but it's so far from the truth. And that's why St. Augustine says the Nativity is in the shadow of the cross, because the cross is the ugly truth of the way for our salvation. And we understand the Nativity in terms of the obedience of Mary and Joseph, most certainly, but also the innocence and the purity of this little child. Why on earth would God want to put a human face to himself? We are his highest creation. We are made in his image and likeness. Yet he seems to be making himself in our image and likeness. And it seems to me that at Christmas time, we are human beings in search of a spiritual experience. And I put this very seriously to you, when we understand that God put a human face out there for us, and we are made in his image and likeness, that actually says to us that we are spiritual beings living a human experience. It's quite the opposite. We're not human beings searching for a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings encountering, if you like, or living with the human experience. That experience will ultimately be fulfilled at our own death. And I'm not trying to bring a grey cloud over Christmas but by bringing up the cross all the time, but that is the reality. And the starting point for us as Christians is the birth of Jesus, but it is the culmination is in his resurrection. And we can't celebrate Christmas unless we understand the power of the resurrection, because that's the only way it makes any sense why God would want to do such a seemingly crazy thing, such an untidy, messy thing. a little child culturally challenged with his earthly parents in a cave, which is essentially just made up of things that you feed animals. It's not sanitised. There would have been sheep and cattle and donkey doo-doo everywhere. And that's the setting for this celebration. Now, we can say rightly, not just to be childish, and there is a place for that too, I think, letting the little boy and the little girl go for a run inside of us. I think there is a place for that. But the essence of what this feast is about and what Christmas is about is truly reminding us of the seriousness with which God takes our lives, his creation. And how do we get to re-experience that? Well, you don't have to look far. One headline will do it. Just mention the word Ukraine and you've got the chaos of mankind. Mention the word homeless. And once again, it strikes a chord within every human being. When you've got women living in a car with their kids. If the latest statistics I saw that for people under 30, 18 to 30, one in three experience loneliness. Not being alone, loneliness. If you can get those things, if you can get Ukraine, if you can get loneliness, if you can get homelessness closer to your heart and to your understanding of the human condition, then you are witnessing very closely what happened at the birth of Jesus. And we as a people should have learnt so much more by now, but it seems we are very slow learners. And perhaps that's another reason why God decided to put our face, a human face, out there, because that might be the only way that we would truly understand that he is with us, Emmanuel, God with us, because we are like types in everything except sin. So I encourage you at this time, at this Christmas time, particularly with the strange weather that is going on, and everybody has something to say about that as well. And everybody has something to say about Ukraine and homelessness and loneliness, but not everybody is prepared to do something about it. If we can take the blessings that we receive this Christmas by being with our family safely, if we can take those things and turn them into actions of good, actions of kindness, actions of generosity, then we will make the feast day of Christmas last longer than the 24 hours of the 25th of December. We might actually be able to make it last a lot longer, perhaps a whole year. We might not be able to change all the world, but we could change our world.